Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the Table Store. We're at 9533 Main Street in Woodstock, and I have the owner sitting beside me in his Liberace blazer that he is sporting, looking sharp. I have Steve Olesky.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome.
Great news story you have here.
Thank you. It is a lot different than the last one, but
it is. It's huge, and you haven't even opened up the whole thing yet.
Not yet. We're about a week away from really, really finishing it up. It's it'll have a lot more merchandise in it. It's pretty full right now, but it'll have a lot more.
So, people who have never been to the Table Store, how would you describe it to someone?
Very eclectic, very rustic, very up to date styles and colors. And designs, farmhouse type stuff, just a fun place. You never know what you're going to find next.
You know, my favorite are the custom tables, mm-hmm. like the, if you saw, is it the Fixer Upper show on
yep.
HGTV,
mm-hmm.
the Joanna Gaines and Chip Gaines, the
Who?
Farm. the tables that they make. That's exactly the style of tables with a different spin that you'll see here. And I love them. I have my eye on a coffee table.
Oh, cool. Come on in. We specialize in custom furniture, any size, shape, color, design. If you can think it, dream it, find a picture, sketch it, we'll make it. And at a fraction of the cost of anybody else.
I'm surprised at your prices. Tell me, come on, spill the beans, Steve. How do you do it so cheap? I'm serious.
Well, we're the actual manufacturer. We make everything in-house right here in Woodstock, Georgia. All by hand, and we don't believe in the high markups of the other furniture stores. We just put a small profit on there and move it. We deal in volume. We just keep making it and moving it.
Okay, I've had you on the air before, and I got lots of calls, but I love the story of how you found that one guy who started out as, tell the story.
Wow. Yeah, it was a gentleman that, used to walk into our warehouse, and at that time we were just in the antique furniture business, which we still do, but mostly manufacturing now. And he would walk in, and in broken English, he would come in and say, "Me fix furniture. Me need job." And I just kept putting him off, and I don't know, 3-4 months went by, and one day he walked in and said, "Me fix furniture. Me work 1 week, you no like, you no pay." And you know what? I had great respect for him at that point. It's like he was really trying, really hustling. I figured, okay, I'll make the time now. And we stuck him in the back room for a couple of days, and he was just doing a great, great job on repairs and fixing stuff. And one day I had to go out, and I was out with one of my buyers. We were looking at an estate, and we forgot to give him some stuff to work on in that morning. So we get back there in the afternoon around lunchtime, right after lunchtime, and we walk into the shop to see if he did anything. And there was this beautiful farm table sitting there. And I looked at one of my buyers. I said, "Where'd you buy that?" He said, "I didn't buy that. You bought that." I said, "I didn't buy that." And this gentleman, this repair guy, was standing behind there smiling and laughing. And he says, me make. I said, "Make? Out of what?" And he points to an old stack of pallets that we just had sitting there. And the table was just, it was just beautiful. It was just something else. And I looked at him and I says, "You know more fixed furniture. You make furniture."
furniture.
And then from that moment on, we actually revamped the entire business and we went into the furniture manufacturing business.
I love that story. So you have antiques as well.
Yes, we bring in containers from around the world. We also buy estate pieces locally or throughout the tri-state area. And we have a full staff of repair people that completely go through it, tighten up anything that needs to be worked on, fixed. And then we have finishing people that take over from there, and they'll completely refinish it to today's looks and standards. We have a full upholstery shop. We also do that as well. And we not only do our furniture, but if anybody has anything that they want modernized or updated or fixed or repaired or upholstered, we can do all that for them as well.
You know, what I said earlier in the hour, like you do custom furniture, you have antiques, you have decorative stuff for your home. If you can't find it here, you don't need it.
Well, as eclectic as our store is, if it actually isn't in our store, it doesn't exist.
You are like the Ace Hardware furniture.
Thanks. You know, it's funny that you were talking about Chip and Joanna, their show a moment ago. I don't know if you heard, but we're actually filming a reality show here in this store.
Oh my gosh, someone's going to follow you with a camera?
They already have. They have been. We've been filming. It's the pilot's being put together now and finishing up. So please come on down and join in on the reality show. It's called The Deal. You can see it on Facebook, The Deal, the reality show. And it's just going to be a blast. It's going to show people how they can actually buy their own merchandise, refinish it, reupholster it, get it up to today's standards, sell it off, and actually make money doing this.
Oh, how neat. So it's going to be a Facebook type. We would see it on Facebook.
You can see it on Facebook now.
Now.
You can see what's going on and how the show is progressing. But no, it'll be a TV show on TV.
Okay, we are broadcasting live from the Table Store, 9533 Main Street in Woodstock. We're having pizza from the Gondolier Pizza across the street. We want you to come see us. Can we give away another gift certificate?
Please.
Okay, then I have to whisper like they can't hear it. The next person who pulls in and said, Belinda, I heard you on the radio mention if I came in and asked you for a gift certificate, you would give me one. So not the second person, but the first person gets a $100 gift certificate to the Table Store. And believe it, $100 goes a long way here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite things in my house that I bought the last time I was here is an olive bucket.
Yes, I remember that.
And it's sitting and my hearth beside the mm-hmm. fireplace. And it's just little things like that that add such character to your home.
Mm-hmm. We've got knickknacks all over.
Where do you find this stuff?
We have buyers literally all over the country, out of the country. It just arrives here. It's just here. We've got it.
You've got elves all over the
place
buying.
We've got it. Yeah, we've got it. If it's something that the people want, it's here. Or we'll find it for them.
Okay, how did you get into this business? You've got quite the vast background in furniture.
My actual parents started in the antique business when I was about 6 years old, and I just loved it. I just started buying myself and never stopped. I've been buying and selling all my life.
So you really have a rich history in this business.
Yes, yes.
And I'm walking around, and you can repurpose so much of this this furniture in your store, and the eclectic look is in. No one wants a matchy-matchy bedroom suit or living room suit. It's modern with industrial, with country chic.
We've got it all. We have decorators that come in and want, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 chairs around a table. They want everyone different. It's just amazing how eclectic is really in right now, and we can take care of that.
So in your custom furniture, when someone's buying custom furniture, what should they look for to know that they're really getting good custom furniture and not just something thrown together?
That's a tough question.
That's why I'm asking the master.
Yeah, it's really a tough question because, you know, everybody says, well, we can do this and we can do that. And they do it. A lot of places, or a lot of guys just do it out of the garage. And it's just, no. You know what? The only way to answer that is come on down. Actually, take a look at our quality. Take a look at how everything is handmade, hand-carved. We still do stuff like it was done 100 years ago.
Dovetail joints.
Dovetailed, yes. I mean, literally hand-carved with little knives. Not the import stuff. You know, get the real wood, find a carpenter that really knows what they're doing, which is hard today, but we've got them. Come on down and take a look at them.
So the tables that you're making and the coffee tables and the different things, these are pieces of furniture that you will be handing down to your children and their children and their children. That's the type of furniture that this is.
I guarantee that the furniture that we actually make today will last for generations and generations and generations to come.
What do you want people to walk away from when they walk into your stores? What do you want them to feel?
Well, I want them, of course, to be happy that they found what they wanted at a great price. And that happens here every single day. That's the biggest thing. People will come into our store and say, we've been everywhere. We can't find the color we want. We can't find the size we want. We can't find the style we want. Well, here we guarantee that. They will get the size, style, color they want, period. And not only will they get it, they won't get it at any extra cost from what a custom piece would make. If we have it priced on the floor and it's that size, that shape, that color, that's what it's going to cost you. There is no upcharges for custom furniture.
And I love it. How many different finishes do you provide here?
Well, we have a board. When you walk in, you'll see the different finishes that we do on a regular basis, which is at least 25 of them. But
wow.
Again, if there's something that they want, bring us in a picture, we'll duplicate it.
That's what I call custom, Steve.
It's custom.
All right, folks, join us. The Table Store, 9533 Main Street in Woodstock. You can speak with Steve himself or one of the people that work here with him, and they'll take great care of you, and you'll find so many things that you can't live without. We are broadcasting live. We have the Gondolier Pizza folks here. You can come on out and grab some pizza and enjoy some shopping with us. We'll take your calls here on Atlanta Living right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Encore Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So it's this time of year where we try to make a huge pitch for you not to cook.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Thanksgiving. I love that meal. It's eight of the greatest comfort foods all assembled at one table. But, you know, the hours of cooking that goes in, you put in days of cooking sometimes. And then how long does the meal last? 30
15
minutes?
15 minutes, maybe.
15 minutes. My son's like, you know, in the next room playing Fortnite. So I am making a pitch this year. Do not cook. You can go to some of the most fantastic restaurants in the world right here in our city, or you can bring it home. So at BelindaSkelton.com, I have a comprehensive list of incredible choices for places you could dine out, such as Davio's Phipps Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Italian place. They're doing a huge Thanksgiving dinner. Atlas in the St. Regis. If you want to swing for the fences, go to Atlas, one of the most beautiful restaurants in the world. They're doing a Thanksgiving Day meal. Milton's Cuisine and Cocktail, up 400. Fantastic place. They've got a $45 per person menu, a three-course prefix menu. Oak Steakhouse, that's also up 400. The three locations of South City Kitchen, those are great choices to go. Now, if you want to bring it home so you don't have to do all the slaving and you just throw it away at the end, Murphy's in Virginia Highlands. I went there for the first time in years. That place is amazing. And they've got a meal that serves four. It comes with everything. Star Provisions, Market and Cafe, and Quattrano's place next to Bacchanalia will be an incredible thing to bring home. How about barbecue? Four Rivers Smokehouse or King Barbecue. They are doing smoked turkeys. Bring that home. Don't do the cooking. Get out of the kitchen and, you know, just enjoy Thanksgiving for what it is.
That sounds peaceful and relaxing.
Exactly. So I've got all that information with links at BelindaSkelton.com. Make reservations quick. I know we're a couple weeks out, but it's going to fill up.
Where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
My website is BitesAndSights.net. It's B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S. You can follow me at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything at Bites and Sights.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, I couldn't believe it if I weren't sitting here, but Big Bird from Sesame Street Live is sitting across from me, and I'm so honored. He's in town for Sesame Street Live Make Your Magic, appearing at the in Duluth at the Infinite Energy Arena, then at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And Big Bird is played by Brandon Wagner. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me, Belinda.
Okay, I want to get a little of your backstory, how you became to be Big Bird, because those are some big shoes to fill.
Very big. Probably like a size 16 or higher. I started performing when I was 19, working at a theme park in California. I did that for about 5 years, and then I transferred to a cruise line ship, and I was working there for about 5 years, and now here I am on Sesame Street. It's been a wonderful about 10-year journey for me to get to Sesame Street, but I know that I'm really happy to be here now.
So have you always been in acting?
I think ever since school plays as a child, and then high school productions, and then in college I majored in theater and dance, and I found that's when I really started performing professionally, or at least getting paid for it, when I was in the middle of my college years.
So when you were on a cruise line, were you a character type, you know, wearing the costumes?
I was a character type wearing the costumes, and I also got a chance to be an ensemble dancer in many of the main stage productions. And so I've always loved being in front of people. I love putting on different costumes or putting on different personas and becoming someone else and bringing stories to a wide array of people.
Now, it's one thing to play a character in a movie, but to put on a costume and really become that character is a whole nother ball of wax.
Correct. It takes a lot more physical, there's a more physicality to it, if you will. There is the idea of how this character walks, how this character moves their hands and uses gestures. It's a way of how this character looks to the left and to the right. And with Big Bird, it's also a form of puppeteering, but it's full body puppeteering. So my hands are controlling his wings, but my other one hand is controlling his wing, the other hand is controlling his head and neck and his mouth, while my feet are still trying to do the proper choreography steps and not trip over, say, my friend Elmo or Cookie Monster on stage with me.
And you're extremely tall. You're the tallest puppeteer in the whole team.
I am. I am standing at 6'4", and with Big Bird, I'm 8'2".
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're the different Big Bird then plays on Sesame Street on, you know, PBS.
Mm-hmm. I am different from him. He is a genius and a huge inspiration to me, for sure. I just recently finished his book, The Wisdom of Big Bird, and it kind of was like having your best friend sort of supporting you the entire way as I started this journey with Big Bird and reading his words and his struggles. And I was experiencing some similar things and seeing where Big Bird has taken him and giving me an idea of where Big Bird could take me. It's like sort of like Yoda and Luke walking together, so to speak, in like Jedi training. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had a chance to meet him some 10, 15 years ago, and he was quite the character. And I think he was on tour with this book, The Wisdom of Big Bird, and he did a caricature of himself and signed it to me, and I still have it at my desk. He was just such a neat individual. And if I'm not mistaken, Brandon, he's retiring.
He is. After about 50 years, he's been on Sesame Street since day one. He tells a story in the book of how Jim hired him after seeing his one of his random puppet shows in, I think it was Boston or Utah, I'm not quite sure. And the idea that he's been there from the very beginning, since the inception of Big Bird.
Wow.
And the different personalities, the different manifestations that Big Bird has had until they landed on the Big Bird that we know and love today, four-and-a-half-year-old toddler who just wants
He's 4 and a half.
He is. He's 4 and a half. That's a little bit of information that not a lot of people know.
Right.
Is that Big Bird is about 4 and a half years old.
Okay. And never grows up.
He never grows up. He always stays. And I think that's something really precious that I've also discovered, is that keeping Big Bird at that 4 and a half, at that age, he sees the world through with a sense of wonderment and awe, and everything is possibly new to him. And that's the beauty of our show, is that our show has elements of magic, but it's more about the magic in everyday life. And so Big Bird has a scene, without giving away too much, where he discovers the power of his own shadow. And it's just amazing to see what his shadow can do, and then what other Elmo and his friend Justin can also do as well. And the kids get really into it as well. And it's just a really magical feeling when you're there embodying this character who's so impressed by a shadow, but then you hear the reaction of kids and parents as well when they yell back to Big Bird about where his shadow is hiding. And it's a fantastic feeling.
Now, Brandon, did you grow up watching Sesame Street?
I certainly did. My mother said that I was always a talkative, outgoing, adventurous child.
I can see that.
And I would walk around the grocery store with her and just go up to random strangers saying, "My mom bought me a Sesame Street video." And they would, these kind strangers would be like, "Yeah, exactly." They don't know how to respond to a three-year-old saying that. But I would stand in front of my TV watching this one sequence of Grover. They were spoofing, I think, Saturday Night Fever, because Grover would walk in with the John Travolta white suit.
Yeah.
And they would sing the ABCs, and his little feet, puppet feet, would just be flopping around on the screen. And I would try to recreate that an awful lot. And I'd watch that over and over and over again.
That's great.
Particular video. And then I also remember watching Big Bird episodes and Elmo episodes, and just seeing how it's great being able to revisit it now.
Yeah.
Because Sesame Street is now available online in different formats.
Yes.
On Netflix, I believe, also Hulu and HBO Go. And so getting a chance to like relive that childhood, but also it's for my job. So I'm actually getting paid to watch
Sesame Street.
And it really does.
That's a good gig.
I cannot believe how incredibly blessed I am. And it's sort of amazing to think how the same lessons and values that I value now in my everyday life have been taught to me since watching Sesame Street at the age of 2, 3, and even younger.
But as you are a child and those lessons are being taught, you don't realize that you're being taught a lesson. It just seems like some fun play.
Exactly. And that's something that we have in our show. It's the writers of our show worked very closely with Sesame Place, or Sesame Workshop, excuse me. And they worked really hard on making a nice balance of learning and education and also fun and play through music, through colors, through a lot of audience participation. Call and response happens during our show. And it's a fantastic thing to know that I'm getting a chance to be a part of educating children, and not necessarily shaping the generation of tomorrow, but helping play a small role in their development.
Right.
And that's a feeling that I haven't gotten anywhere else.
Well, do you happen to know how old Sesame Street is?
Sesame Street turns 50 in 2019.
I don't know another show on television that has grown with its audience and kind of changed and morphed with its audience to stay as popular as it has.
I have to agree with you. I believe it is the longest running kids educational program on TV ever. And it's amazing how Sesame Street is widely accepted and recognized all across the world. Big Bird and Elmo and even Cookie Monster. You can't go anywhere without anyone knowing who they are or seeing a picture of them.
And to have the same characters. I mean, they've not really introduced new characters. These are the same characters.
Yes, those three for sure. We do have some new friends who are on the street, so to speak.
Yeah.
We have Chef Gonger, who is like Cookie Monster's best friend.
Okay.
And they have a foodie truck.
Oh, of course.
And we bring the foodie truck and Chef Gonger on the stage, and the kids just go wild as they learn how to bake cookies, which everyone knows C is for Cookie is the greatest song, I think, about cookies. Exactly. And he eats everything, and he definitely eats some cookies. And actually, it's really cute because the guests or the audience members can buy little cookies from like a little Cookie Monster jar. And it's very cute seeing the little kids walking around with them.
Oh, that's adorable.
I think the adults enjoy the cookies as well.
And then we just had recently Cookie Monster's birthday.
We did. I don't really know how old he is. I think he's one of those ageless characters as well.
Okay. All right.
But we did have a little celebration for him.
So tell us, when we go to the show, Sesame Street Live, Make Your Magic, what can audiences and kids and parents expect?
Sesame Street Live, Make Your Magic is a high-energy, musically-driven show that features so many of our favorite friends, like Big Bird, like Cookie Monster, like Elmo. And we embark on a journey together where Elmo and his friend Abby-Kadabby, the little fairy on Sesame Street, they discover the power of Yet, which is sort of what we can all tap into when we don't give up on our dreams and go after a goal, constantly practicing, constantly figuring things out as we go, and not giving up.
Okay, so this is a lesson that our children should know, but as parents, we always can't get that across to them in the best way. So through their favorite characters, that's a great way for them to learn.
It certainly is. I know there's lots of lessons that I had to, like, my mom would tell me things as a child, and I wouldn't necessarily believe her or take it to heart. But for some reason, if Big Bird or Elmo told me, I'm like, oh,
it's
I totally get it.
Yeah. It has to be true.
It has to be true because it's coming from an outside source, even though the message is still there and the same.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait to see it. You can see it live by going to the Gwinnett Arena. That is going to be on November the 9th through the 11th, or the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. That is going to be the 16th through the 18th. Tickets are on sale right now, so get your tickets. It's going to go fast, and you can get your tickets through what website?
SesameStreetLive.com. Their great seats are still available, but tickets are going fast.
Okay. Brandon Wagner, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
Been a delight. I can't wait to see the show.
I have been having such a fun time on the show, and I can't wait for all of the guests and all of our audience members to scream out loud when they see Big Bird. Cheer extra loud when you see him.
Oh, absolutely. My favorite character. All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are broadcasting live from the Table Store. That's 9533 Main Street in Woodstock. They have everything you need for your home. They have custom furniture, antiques, knickknacks for your home. And like I said, if it's not here, you don't need it. The custom furniture is absolutely amazing. And the prices, you are not going to believe you're going to get a custom table for the price that's on it. And they have 25 different finishes for that table, and you can choose the size that you need. And that's where the customizing comes in. But now it's time for the weekend prize pack. That's a pair of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve. That's the best of TSO and more. Coming to the Infinite Energy Arena. That's two shows on Saturday, December the 8th at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Now, tickets are on sale now at AXS. That's A-X-S. .com. A portion of the proceeds will benefit local charities. I'm going to take that caller to 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. So that will get you the Trans-Siberian Christmas concert. And we want you to come see us here at the Table Store. This is a new location for them at 9533 Main Street in Woodstock. And my nephew has a table. He has the coffee table, the dining room table, and people are walking out of here with great things. Antique clocks, and you're not going to believe the quality of stuff. And their metal Christmas decorations are already on sale, so that's a great thing for you as well. So I'm going to take a moment and mention something a little personal. I had a mentor of mine pass away this morning, Sandra Mercier. She was a teacher that I grew up with, a very dear friend, Miss Sandra Mercier. And if you've ever been in Blue Ridge and stopped at Mercier's Orchards, that was the family that that she is part of. And she passed away. And it's if someone's impacted your life to a large degree and meant so much to you, stop and tell them and let them know what they meant to you. It means so much, and I actually didn't get a chance to tell Miss Mercier what she meant to me before she passed away, and I really wish that I had. But great teachers impact us every day, so stop and tell them if they meant something to you, or if just someone in your everyday life. do that and take time to do that because it means so much. So once again, we are broadcasting from the Table Store. They're open for the rest of the day, but we're wrapping things up here on Atlanta Living. They are at 9533 Main Street in Woodstock. Gosh, they have everything from metal baskets to antique clocks to sleigh beds. Everything you need for your home is right here at the Table Store. Two locations, Roswell and Woodstock, but we are at the Woodstock location. We would love for you to come out and see us. I've been giving away $100 gift certificates. Unfortunately, those are all gone, so you snooze, you lose. And thank you to David Danzig for doing the Thanksgiving wrap-up for those who don't want to cook. All of that is at BelindaSkelton.com, so you can check that out. Stay tuned. More coming your way right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.